Because, you know, the Broncos have changed their emblem. If they was to go back to that old D and the horse in the D,
right,
they made me proud to see that. So, but I don't know if they're going to allow them to win the game.
That's right. When you were playing, you had that D on the side of your helmet, right?
Yeah.
Right, right, right. Okay.
The Orange Crush.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, man.
All right. So, who you got, WB?
A Texas record.
Oh, man.
Eight?
No. I think they're 7-6.
And Titans record.
They outside of the playoffs.
No, they're outside of the playoffs.
But they in the hunt.
Ah, man, oh, man. So they might play spoiler here. Ah, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I'm going with the Titans.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans.
I'm going with the Titans also. CJ Stroud ain't going to be playing.
He's not playing tomorrow.
I think he's doubtful.
They done ruled him out already?
Yep.
And Sammy, who you got?
Oh, well, I'm going with the Titans.
Hey, Mr. Wilder got the Titans.
All right, who you got, Mel?
The Titans.
Okay. All right. Hey, Marcus, who you got?
I got the Titans.
All right. You got it. You got a Titans. Kevin, who you have?
I got Titans also.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Next up, Tampa Bay at Green Bay.
Woo! Green Bay. Give me Green Bay. Let's make this quick. Let's get this over with.
I would say Green Bay. They're going to be Green Bay at home. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Romar.
It's crazy because I feel I'm going with Green Bay, but they're going to be playing spoiler at home because they ain't.
Tampa shocked me last week. Didn't they win last week?
The games that Green Bay, another one of them teams like Pittsburgh, games that you supposed to win, you don't win.
Oh, man. So
yeah, they did. They beat Tampa last week. I mean, Atlanta. Marcus, who you got? Tampa Bay or Green Bay?
I got the Packers.
All right.
I got the Packers.
Joe. Mark.
I'm actually on the opposite way. Green Bay lost to Chicago last week. Ooh. And again, they could have won. And Baker Mayfield is actually having Tampa Bay back in the mix. I mean, first place in the division. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
Okay. Hey, Kevin.
I got Green Bay. Mill, what you got?
Give me the Packers.
All right. Okay. Next.
All right. Next one is Giants at the Saints.
I'm going with the Saints marching in, man.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah, that's why I blew. I would say, wow, okay.
I'm going with the Giants.
Yeah.
To change it up. Marcus, who you got?
I'm going with the Giants.
And they're playing in New Orleans.
Yes.
I might be the only one.
I'm taking the Saints.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the Saints too. Saints have struggled all year, but you know, every now and then a team puts something together. This might be their week.
Well, they need to.
Yeah, man.
All right. Okay, next, who we got? Mark, who you have?
Who's the Saints playing?
The Giants. In New Orleans.
I'm going with the Giants in that game.
This is gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting.
This one might be sneaky. Right. Here's another one. Falcons at the Panthers.
Oh, man. Give me the Falcons. And the Dirty Birds, look here.
Dirty Birds.
Give me the Dirty Birds. They let me down last week. I thought sure they were going to beat Tampa.
This might be, I call it upset special. I got the Panthers.
Have the Panthers won anything this year?
One game.
They're
1-12.
That's what I thought.
But you know what the crazy thing is?
They're gonna be 1-13.
They can finish the season as the worst team. Guess who still own the number one pick?
The Bears.
The Bears.
Why? Because they're in a trade?
Yep.
Okay. Alright.
And if any team will allow them to win a football game, it would be the Atlanta Falcons.
Watch what I tell you. They might get tripped up.
Okay. I'm going with Atlanta, but
we got to speed this up because Mr. Wilder, he's got to.
Marcus, who you got? Atlanta or Carolina?
I got the Falcons.
All right. Next one, Bears at the Browns.
Give me Cleveland. Give me Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland better win this game. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing a Cleveland Browns head to head today.
All right, guys. All right, these last few picks, I only just want Mr. Winder to do it. He got 2 minutes left. And we're gonna cover the rest of them after we get them off there. We got 2 minutes left. So for these last few picks, I just want Mr. Winder's take.
All right.
Chiefs and Patriots.
Chiefs.
All right. Commanders at the Rams.
Rams.
Cowboys at the Bills.
I don't like the Cowboys, but the Cowboys.
All right. 49ers at the Cards.
I haven't been up on the Cardinals, but I've seen a little bit of the 49ers. They've been up and down, but I got to go with what I've seen. I don't know about the Cardinals.
Ooh, okay. All right, Sunday night game, Ravens at the Jags.
Ravens.
Okay. And the Monday night game, Eagles at the Seahawks.
Eagles at the Seahawks. I'm going with the Eagles.
Right.
Well, there you go. And that concludes Sammy Winder's NFL picks.
Mr. Winder, sir, thank you so much. It's been a thrill. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure to have you on the Studio W Sports page. All right.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on here. But I got one question. To Marcus. Is that a Freightliner you driving?
Yes. No, it's a Peterbilt. I'm in the
Peterbilt. Oh, you got the Cadillacs of the big truck. I ain't doing y'all.
Yeah.
I ain't in no big world, but appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep on trucking, brother. Yeah, love it, man. Love it.
Oh, man, this is beautiful.
Mr. Wander, tell us, promise us you will come back at some point in time, man, because we're thoroughly in Georgia.
Anytime, just give me a call.
All right, brother. I sent you the credentials on how they could tune in. As a matter of fact, I believe I sent you the link to the website because this program will be up on our website, in about 24 hours. So your friends who missed it, they want to hear it, or you want to hear it again, you can go right to the website under archive shows. And again, right. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate
it. All right, y'all have a wonderful day.
Enjoy your day, sir. Thank you so much. All right, brother. Thanks. Man, that was fantastic.
Yes, that was awesome. That was
I love it.
Absolutely. All right. So are we going to continue with the picks?
Yes. All right.
We got to get back into them.
Yeah. We got, what were we with that? The Bears at the Browns.
Give me the Browns.
Okay. Romar.
Man, Justin Fields ain't gonna do that to that Cleveland defense.
I'm guessing this is the mail it. Marcus, who you got?
I'm picking the Browns.
Joe. Mark.
I'll go with Cleveland this game.
And all it right. Ain't a prime time game. Chicago only win prime time games.
Oh no, they done.
Look, I don't trust Chicago anyway. Well, Kevin, who you got?
I got Cleveland too.
All right.
Okay. KC at New England.
KC, even though I hate them, but I hate both of them.
Marcus.
I want to go with Kansas.
All right. Romar.
I'm going with Kansas City, but I'm a pull a thing. I'm a pull a meal right now. What? As far as the coaches thing. Bill Belichick lose. You seeing the next coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Ooh.
Was this a hot take?
It sounds like it to me.
Yep.
A hot take or a bold prediction?
I put some respect on it. Yeah, I like that move.
I like that.
Oh.
I
want to see him. Y'all want to see him going to the Chargers?
No.
Don't break him over.
I don't want to see him at all.
Hey, Joe, the only reason I say that, because he'll be the perfect fit for what Carolina needs right now.
Belichick.
Yeah, because he'll go in there.
Man, look.
He's going to go in the door telling the owner, be a owner. Leave the football team alone.
I don't think he got in the street cred anymore because, see, he wasn't relevant. He's not relevant without Brady.
you.
It doesn't matter.
Well, Chippen, what has he? What has he done? Since Brady left.
Nothing.
Hey, look.
Look at it.
Hey, hold on. Bill Belichick was the defensive coordinator that beat our guest today.
Yeah.
In that Super Bowl.
Defensive coordinator.
And he come from a great pop. And
he wasn't head coach.
It don't matter.
It does matter.
You don't win that Super Bowl without his genius at defense.
Well, guess what? What's he doing right now?
He come from that process.
What is his record right now?
It don't matter.
It doesn't?
And Brady might have 7, but guess what? Belichick got 8.
But see, the problem is Belichick hits the market. He still got a better resume than any other candidate.
Yeah, because of Brady.
He got the most. They needed each other.
Say about him, his resume is still going to.
You
be
heard bad. What you heard what this man said. The first person that we interviewed.
Yeah.
That played with the Patriots.
Uh huh.
Belichick knew. Okay. That he had his quarterback before Brady knew
I got a question to ask you. Did Brady get his 7th championship with New England, or was it Tampa?
He got it with Tampa Bay.
Who would you hire as a head coach? Bill Belichick or Brian Johnson? Bill Belichick or Mac Nagy?
Let me get back to you on that. All right. Okay.
you see my point?
All right. Okay. Give me
that's the problem.
I want to know why. I want to know why y'all don't think he would go to the Chargers. They have a squad, and they will be looking for. They got a quarterback that somebody that they would want him to coach, and they have a squad. He would go to Carolina, basically in the same spot he is in now.
Man, yeah. Well, that's assuming that he's gonna get fired, but I don't care.
That's if San Diego wants a defensive-minded coach again.
They need something.
Defense. They have a defense.
They definitely do.
All right.
But.
It's the offense that's having a problem.
It won't even that. Everything started going wrong with San Diego when Nick Bosa went down for the year. When Bosa went down.
The problem with the Chargers is. That cook, the guy that was the coach, made some of the most ridiculous moves that I've ever seen a coach make in some of these games they've lost.
It's going to be a bidding war on Bill Belichick. I think he might go to the highest suitor.
Really? Yeah, that's why I say Carolina.
I wouldn't bid on him. Carolina. No, I don't care what y'all say.
And the reason why I say not Carolina, because they ain't even got the first round draft.
All right, Dad. Bill Belichick or Matt Eberflus, who you got?
Come on, man. Was that even a question?
Yeah, that's
Bill Belichick or Riverboat Ron, who you got?
Oh, Lord, don't be – that's an insult right there. Riverboat Ron.
That's his competition. Him.
I wouldn't hire him to do DoorDash.
That's his competition.
Wow. DoorDash?
That's who is
DoorDash. Riverboat Ron.
That is if the coaching
move. How do you go out and go after a guy? I mean, some of these retreads, I mean, Ron Rivera shouldn't even have an opportunity. I mean, no.
I agree, Mark. Don't get me wrong. I agree. I'm just saying that's what it is.
Mark, I said on the way over here, Ron Rivera got a rabbit foot in his back pocket. Because there ain't no way in the world you still a head coach after you said, we playing for a playoff spot.
That was the moment you should have been gone.
That's exactly Ron Rivera should have been gone.
We said this numerous times on the show.
His assistant coach was a scapegoat. Yeah. He threw him under the bus.
Exactly.
What the defensive coordinator? They got fired.
Ron should have gone along with him.
Yeah. But Ron went and met with the new owner and said, yeah, you go ahead and fire him. I'll take over.
Yeah.
You took over and it don't look no better.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing.
Bill Belichick or Joe Judge, who you got?
Man,
can we come to Bill? Can you come to the chase, please?
Yeah.
By this point,
I think that is the chase.
Look here, I don't know what's going on with you because I know you ain't got none of that coffee, but coffee.
Are you sure it's nothing like mixed in with something?
Oh no!
I'm giving you the coaching candidate.
I want to go to the picks. I ain't asking. I'm taking the fifth. I ain't asking no more damn questions.
Oh man. Oh. What?
Bill Belichick's stiffest competition will be Eric Bieniemy.
Oh Lord. And Josh McDaniels.
And Josh McDaniels.
Oh Lord.
All right. Next pick. Ooh. Commanders at the Rams.
Oh man.
WB, go ahead.
What's the Rams record?
Oh man.
Better I know it ain't that good.
It's better than the Commanders. Oh. That's all you need to know.
I need to know.
We already know what Kevin Pick is. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I messed up last week when I picked the Commanders.
I don't know why either.
We were on a bye week.
As a matter of fact.
We were on a bye week. Yeah, you messed that up.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you went against your own team. Yeah. When you had nerve enough to call Kevin a traitor.
Exactly.
He's a traitor.
No. Well, you are too.
And so he, it doesn't matter what, but you're doing the same thing.
It doesn't matter whether you treat one time or two times.
And look,
it's treat a word.
And look, if you know it's trash that you're putting out on the field, it's in my skin. It's in my skin. It's embedded in me.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
let's look.
But. Come on, Romar.
Spit it out.
Every Sunday is looking like Oscar putting his head out the garbage can. Let's be honest. I love him to death, but it just look like Oscar just keep putting his head out on Sundays and putting us on TV for everybody, including Reds.
This is getting crazy.
The Rams are 6-7.
We done lost control.
Oh, we done already tanked.
We done already.
I could have told you that three years ago.
We ain't tanked. We done tunk.
Tunk ain't no damn word.
We done tunk.
Come on, man.
Well, I guess it is if you're playing cards.
This is sad.
Okay, what we got? What we got here?
Okay, the Commanders at the Rams. The Rams are 6-7. Commanders are 4-9.
Oh,
just because I want to try to get the upset points, I'm going to still go with my team. Just because of the point.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody else going to pick them.
The only person.
Trying to get them at 5 points.
The only upset.
Yeah.
The only upset is going to be you. You're going to be upset that you.
I'm never upset because I know what. Hey, look, if I was a gambling errant, I done learned from my team. Every time I gamble on them and put money on them on a Sunday, I never win.
And this is why you sitting where you are. Because of stuff like that.
But the Rams one of them inconsistent teams this season, too.
This
upset can't happen.
I don't know, but
things are starting to come together for them a little bit right now.
But look,
they
but
put
you
up,
know what? I'm a crossover. Give me the Rams.
Yeah, I got the Rams for this one.
Well, we already knew where you were going. Marcus, who you got?
I got the Rams.
Oh man.
Yeah,
my crossover
was
better than Mills.
Hey man. Oh, look here. I just got let me just stop everything for a second. I just got a text message from the Waymaker. He says, tell the guys, thanks so much. Great conversation with Sammy Winder. He said he just talked to Sammy. He enjoyed being on the show. He's looking forward to the next time. Good job, guys.
Breaking news from Studio W, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, WB. And look, and right on cue, the phone rings.
Oh, wow.
And this is perfect.
No, that wasn't. That was a bill collector.
WB, you say you had the Rams, right?
Yeah, give me the Rams.
Okay.
they almost caught me slipping. I almost answered that, Jack, too. I looked down there, like, no, I ain't talking to you right now.
I'm not playing with these people in Washington.
Romar, I will say this. I am actually proud of you for taking a page out of my book. And he's listening.
So you're a traitor too.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
For 2 weeks in a row.
Uh-huh.
Two weeks in a row.
You can't talk about Kevin no more.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. How are you going to talk about Kevin?
You cannot do that anymore.
I'm doing this because of
But I'm
different
telling
reasons.
Yeah.
Romar.
You have the worst excuses ever.
Yeah, that's exactly
it's
right.
It's my team, but it's our team. But sometimes, all of us here are trash.
I ain't gonna keep doing it.
It gets to the point where enough is enough. All of us are analysts up here, so we have to call, like Mill always says, a spade a spade. Yeah, you always got to keep it a buck.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's why he's picking the Rams right now.
Yeah,
there you go.
And you know, if my team was the DC bystanders, I don't blame you.
See, okay.
It's stuff like that. It's stuff like that. You almost made me say some different words, but it's stuff like that. It is stuff like that. I ain't gonna keep dealing with all the disrespect.
That's a better name for him, right?
No. We ain't been bystanders. We've been getting hit with drive backs.
I would have stuck with Commodores, to be honest with you.
Oh, Lord. Commodores, bystanders.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Salamanders.
You're going too far, my friend.
Magic Johnson there in the fold, I can see if Mike Tomlin is available that Magic Johnson will reel him in.
I mean, you know what? It sounds good,
but I don't see it happening.
But
I don't see why y'all don't see Eric Bieniemy being the coach.
Because if it was,
he'd be there right now.
Mill said that they're going to clear house and back.
Everybody is gone.
Not necessarily, because Ron, they need to blame this season on Ron.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do. So if they get rid of him now, he lose the rest of the season.
But look.
Then they'll be talking about him.
But hold on. This is the thing, though. Season. I don't see that neither, Joe, because right before the sale of the team, they hired Bieniemy as his assistant head coach. That probably was part of the negotiation. Joe Harris knew that by making Daniel Snyder make that move, he already going into after this season with his head coach. And going further, depending on the season, as Eric Bieniemy being the head coach of the Commanders next year determines on if he going to get the bag and stay the head coach of the Commanders.
And I'm not disputing that. All I'm telling you is I smell bleach.
It sounds like a crime scene over here.
I smell bleach. I feel like they fitting to wipe everything clean.
See, you know what? I got to binge watch Fatal Attraction just for that alone. Thank you for giving me an idea.
They gonna clean house like they covering up a crime scene.
Now, sounds like it.
Now that's what's not saying.
But Joe, you don't need Kansas City where you know that you can sit there comfortably and continue to win Super Bowls.
Yeah,
for a reason.
And you ain't gonna win one this year.
You don't do that
because he knows. See, right. A lot of things are schemes. They be scheming.
Yeah.
And I know they just keeping Ron so they can blame this season on him.
Yeah.
And fire him.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna bump Bieniemy up because you see what he
because they already got him for cheap. On a one year deal.
Mm-hmm. What they said about him when he first got there, that he coached hard. They need that.
Yeah.
They seen that and they brought that out, but they ain't never talk about it no more. That's probably exactly what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's what they talk about them then. They're saying nothing now. Again, I smell bleach.
Uh-oh. What the most surprising thing is that I would think this gonna happen. He gonna follow suit like the owner of the Wizards and the Capitals and put them in Virginia.
I can see that too.
Maybe.
So what games we got left?
What we got left?
We got Cowboys at the Bills.
At the what?
Bills.
Let me tell you something about this game I don't like.
What, is it Buffalo?
Okay, let's go.
Explain to me why Buffalo is favored in this game.
Because,
they're facing the number one offense.
Yeah.
Number one and top ranked defense. And Buffalo is known for turning the football over. How are they?
That could be true, but here's one reason why I picked Buffalo. Because Cowboys are, okay, now have you know, Cowboys play 4 out of 5 at home, right? Uh-huh. They're on the road, they're in a hostile environment, it's 44 degrees, and it's supposed to rain. Uh-huh. So I think the weather will play a huge factor. Rain and wind will play a huge factor in this game. And the Bills need this worse, because they cannot lose any more games.
And it's time for the Cowboys to lose one.
The Cowboys are due to lose one.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bills.
I'm going with the Cowboys. I'm going with the team that, I'm not going with the team that's turnover prone in bad weather. I can't do it. The math ain't math, bro.
And you know what is one of Josh Allen's favorite routes to throw to his receivers? And what is the most favorite route for Bland to jump?
Well, see, my thing is, I don't care about none of that. I just hate the Cowboys so bad that I don't mind losing a game.
You know it,
I mean, giving up a point, Kevin, so the Cowboys can lose.
Quick question for y'all that picked the Cowboys.
They losing this. Yeah.
So y'all, do y'all have the Cowboys winning for the rest of the season?
No, but I got them winning this
game. Then who y'all got them losing to? Because this is probably the best game for them to lose.
Yep.
No.
Okay, when you think about it this way.
If Miami gets healthy by the time they play them.
All you gotta do is keep two safeties high over Tyreek and don't let them take you over the top. They gotta worry about with Buffalo that Josh Allen runs the ball, he can still throw the ball, and they gonna run the ball. Ain't nobody worried about Miami.
But see, not only that, think about this way, because to Joe's point, the Cowboys have been on a high for the last several weeks.
Uh-huh.
All they've been talking about, we beat Philly, we did this, we did that. But at some point, their luck is going to run out. It happens to every good team. Look what happened to Kansas City.
Uh-huh. It has to be this week because their schedule is kind of easy moving past this.
Because see, nobody's going to tell me that Philly won't win that game last week.
People can say all they want about Miami. Miami is not it. They are not it. They're a high-flying offense.
I mean, Dallas is going
to drop. And they lost the key piece on defense.
Dallas is going to drop two more games. And this is going to be one of them.
Marcus, who you got?
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to take the boys today. If you don't like them, I'm going to take them.
So you're telling me I should pick Buffalo?
You have three crossovers already.
You know who you want to pick.
Mill had three crossovers.
He had three crossovers. Why? Because you wanted to make your picks early. You want to be strategy over there. Explain that, Mill.
I'm playing with house money. That's what you do.
and it still comes out wrong.
When I lose, I'm still going to lose. So why?
I know.
My dad's never steered me wrong.
Oh Lord.
My brother Joe has never steered me wrong.
Oh my God.
But we're at a crossroads right here. Hey Mark. Mark, I need your help on this. Should I listen to my dad and Joe?
Now, what game is this?
Dallas and at Buffalo.
Where are they playing in Buffalo, right?
Yes.
Or should I trust my gut? Or should I trust the pick I already made? I picked Dallas to win.
I'm going to take Dallas, but you know that game's got me on the edge because they're playing in that weather. At some point, Dak is going to make some mistakes.
Yes.
Right. Yes. I would rather it be this week. I'd rather it be this week than for them to get to the playoffs and he makes those mistakes. I'm going to be honest. I'm rooting for Dak because so many people have been against him. And I ain't going to lie. My biggest reason, he's a black quarterback, and I want to see the brother. I want to see him persevere. But this might not be the week. I mean, I'm going to go with Dallas because of their momentum. But if they playing up there and it's snowing and it's cold, all bets are off.
Mm.
All right, that's it. I'm going with Buffalo.
You see? What did I tell you?
I'm trying to tell you, man.
All we have to do is listen to Mark, either listen to Joe or Mark's story, and boom.
Right.
And everything's changed.
I wonder if Mill playing on the gridiron or he playing on the basketball court with these crossovers. I don't know which.
That was a Baron Davis one right there.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a Baron Davis with like 2-3 crossovers.
I ain't messing with none of y'all.
That was a crossover.
Was that the last game?
No, we still got 3 more.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. 49ers at the Cardinals.
49ers.
Lamar. 49ers or Cardinals?
Are you serious?
Hey, Kevin, I'll be back. Catch me up when I come back.
Okay. The look on your face was priceless.
You're going to seriously ask that question.
Hey, listen. What you just said earlier, any given Sunday, right?
No, but they've been killing birds for the
Cardinals.
You right about that.
49ers been killing birds for the last couple of weeks, man. You right.
That is true.
That's the 49ers.
Alright, Marcus, who you got?
49ers. Mail in.
Yeah, a mail in.
It's a mail in. I got
unless Mill got a
I'm not going to allow him to do that.
you want to cross over that one too?
Go ahead, Bill. Last game of the
look, you had more crossovers today than you had your entire season.
Mm-hmm. Now, at what point?
He ain't crossing over now.
At what point does it become a Euro step?
I'm not entertaining you.
You're on the verge of it right now.
Something is wrong with you. You put something in that cup this morning on the way up here.
If you cross over on this one, we're gonna have to indefinitely suspend you like Draymond.
Wow.
We definitely gonna talk about that. I'm telling you that right now. Yeah, after we get these picks out of the way, we getting into Draymond.
Marcus, stay tuned for that in shortly. Yeah.
Can we get into Draymond and Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. Oh, well, Patrick Mahomes first.
Let's calm down on Patty. He apologized. He realized what he was
wrong. It don't matter.
I don't care what he did.
He
had to play the game of football.
I don't care what he did. I don't care.
It was disrespectful. It was wrong. But it was in the heat of the moment.
And then what he said in the press conference was wrong.
I didn't hear the press conference, what he said.
He blamed the wrong individuals at the end of the day. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, it was your wide receiver.
We got to do Draymond and Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so who we got left?
All right, Sunday night game. The Ravens at the Jags.
Oh, I got the Ravens. There's no crossover.
Right yeah, now. Ravens.
That's I got Ravens, too.
I got the Ravens.
All right. Marcus, who you got?
I think Dad got the Ravens too.
All right. Is that Ravens, Marcus?
Yeah, Ravens.
All right.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Ravens and Jags.
I gotta go with Baltimore.
Okay, good.
All right. Looks like that's a mail-in. The last one, Eagles at the Seahawks. Mill, we already know where you stand.
Yeah.
I got Eagles. Romar, who you got?
I got the Eagles.
And Marcus.
I got the Eagles.
All right.
Joe, we know you got the Eagles, too.
Yeah, you see it.
And Mark, who you got?
I got the Eagles.
Oh, we bailing this week.
Oh, we did. That was a mail-in. Wow.
Yeah, we're going to right the ship this week. It's ball time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, and I'm going to leave it like this, and I've been saying this ever since I've been on the show. Everything will be all good if we just run the damn football.
Thank you.
You can say anything else about what you want. Yes, our defense is that. O-line, wide receiver that. Whatever. Everything will take care of itself. We just run the football. That's all. And I think we got another special guest coming on here. Oh, my God!
Uh-oh.
Oh! My brother, the ref, has finally returned to Studio W, ladies and gentlemen! Oh, my brother!
What's going on? Surprise, surprise. I am back.
What's happening, ref?
What's going on, Mill? What's going on, Kev? What's going on, man? Brother, man.
We have missed you. My dad just was talking, was saying just not too long ago, man, when is the Rev coming back here? I said, don't worry, Rev gonna pop up eventually. You know how Rev does what Rev does.
Wow, look, that was a big surprise, like the Royal Rumble over here. He come out of nowhere.
Oh, now all my friends are coming back here. Boy, we got the Rev coming back here. And now we have my man, Mr. CJ Richardson.
Oh, right on cue.
Yeah. What up?
CJ.
Mean, my God, James. Woo! I'm just here for a few minutes to let everybody know. I told you. Oh, I told you. Somebody eat that crow today. I almost picked the score right. I said 31-17. God.
Yeah, you was on the off. You was on the off by 5 points.
Nothing right. But here's the thing I want to say. Stevie Wonder saw that last room coming.
Say what?
Everybody knew it, except for the die-hard Eagle fan. Oh, you had him one time. You lost him. Same thing going to happen this time.
CJ.
Many weeks and been wrong. You've been right this time.
The only thing I need to be right about is when the Cowboys play the Eagles. So you trying to use that old scientific shit on me. It ain't working.
No. I just won't go speak it out. I won't go speak it out into the atmosphere.
No, I called the blowout, though.
I knew it.
I called the blowout on the best team in the world.
I knew it.
What? Oh, Lord. Hey, CJ, get him.
Get him, CJ. I'm finished with you, Joe. Get him, CJ.
CJ ain't getting no back.
I knew it.
It's your turn, Mill. This is your show. Go ahead, eat a little crow on your show, because you talk that sugar honey iced tea, too.
Get him.
Oh.
Nah, you baited me.
No.
You baited me.
And Will Brown, put another jersey on.
Get him. Get him. Say what, CJ? Look here. Only thing I got to say, CJ, enjoy your Christmas present now, because guess what? That's the last one, bro.
Yeah, I get it.
We still 10-3. That was a good game.
But you eat something today.
2 weeks.
Only thing I said was going to lose two in a row. And I was wrong.
Well, guess what?
I said it won't be two in a row, didn't it? I said CJ, you got your Christmas present early, bro.
Enjoy, because that's it.
I got it.
Hey, but guess what?
Two in a row.
You going down this week.
Doesn't it sound good to just sit back and listen? Don't come on my show laughing now and lose tomorrow.
Yeah, but we talking about carrying the playoffs. Y'all, I be watching y'all every week, right? Cowboys were 2-3 games down in the standings. Same old Cowboys.
Right.
You know, I just came over here. I don't even really say no whole lot.
Unless you did. That's lie number one.
I knew as soon as y'all get big headed, just like last year.
Same shit. You got blown out by the 49ers, you got blown out by the Cowboys, and you might get blown out by Seattle.
Yeah.
You got the biggest head right now.
Don't run your mouth about us to lose to Buffalo.
Because I don't play a damn. I'm not going to play a damn.
Y'all going to lose.
You know? Everybody keeps saying the Cowboys go lose in the playoffs.
They are.
Ain't in the playoffs yet. We talking current events.
They are.
Well,
I got one question. I'm gonna listen to the rest of the show.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, Joe. What happened to your team? That's it.
We needed
no
that.
More questions.
No, we needed that. You asked me, Joe. I'm telling you. To be honest, like I've been saying since you got on, I knew it. I just won't go speak it. That's one thing I'm not going to do. But I knew in my head, I knew that y'all was going to take that win from us. Because
man, you were
we needed it. No, we need it. But I'm real.
You knew what you even say in your head. You talk to yourself.
No, I'm not going to speak. One thing I do believe is power in the words. So I'm not going to speak nothing out to the atmosphere. Even if I feel it's right in my head. I'm not speaking.
I feel you on that one.
And I knew that we were going to lose that game. I knew we were going to lose that game to San Fran, too. And
I should have uploaded that clip of you last week because – I ain't saying you're lying, Joe, but your stories ain't adding up.
No.
I got the clip. I started to break.
I ain't saying you're lying, but your stories don't add up. No.
I went back and cut the whole show up. I was going to upload what everybody said. And the only thing I'm going to say is, I'm never going to call you a liar, Joe.
You're not listening. You're not listening. I just said I was not going to speak it. I knew it, but I was not going to speak it. I did not say that stuff. I did not say I didn't say it. I said I'm not going to speak
Joe,
it.
So, Joe, all right, now look at it from my perspective. Okay, I heard you. I heard you loud and clear. Everybody else heard you. So if you say the Eagles going to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking to yourself inside your head.
Yeah.
I know they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell are we supposed to know?
I don't care if y'all know or not.
I'm just saying,
that's not for y'all. I don't care. y'all don't put money
that's
in my pocket.
That's the funniest shit I heard this year.
I don't care.
CJ,
I'm telling you right now.
No, I love you, man.
Oh man, that's too good.
I'm just saying, I knew. I was wrong with what I spoke out. I was wrong, but I knew it. To myself, so, I won't go speak that.
What, Romar?
I'm right here.
I like to.
Hey, Romar.
Yeah.
The man said.
I heard what he said. But I understand it because.
The man said.
CJ.
Yes, sir.
I've been picking Washington all year long and knowing that we ain't stand a chance of half of the games that I done lost playing,
Romar,
going with my team.
But we peeped you out week one, Romar. We know your credibility been shot.
I mean, you say what it...
So right now, you just add a little... You make the stream pop.
We see... CJ,
Eagle fans been undefeated and in first place all year. They've been speaking above their team all year. When they was 8-0. Chess all.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't.
You know, couldn't tell them nothing. 9-0, we the best in the world.
No, we haven't. See, you just want to talk. No,
yeah,
haven't.
That's it.
No,
hey, CJ,
no,
CJ.
Hey, CJ, and hey, you know what's so crazy? Because, like, Joe and Mill ain't the worst Eagle fans that I knew.
They just the worst ones on here.
Yeah, but look. I got a brother. Last year when they went to the Super Bowl, right? I went with him to the Super Bowl. Pod and everything. I had to ride with them out Chesterfield.
Let's clear this up. You said the Super Bowl or the Super Bowl party? Which one y'all?
I went to the Super Bowl party with my brother.
Okay,
and last year, but they like I had to listen to them on the highway singing the Eagles fight song and everything.
Right.
You know, and then I had the pleasure of watching him on the ottoman. With his hands in his lap in disbelief. You know what I'm saying? Like, but y'all, some of these Eagles fans this year, yeah, y'all was very, I ain't saying Mill and Joe, but a lot
somebody
of y'all Eagles fans was, y'all, they been very disrespectful on social media, riding high and Yeah, they gonna got kind of knocked off their high horse.
I agree with you.
My thing
is, I ain't gonna say it's on Joe and Mill, but they done got knocked off their high horse.
I'm real.
Yeah, but let me just share this with CJ. All right, you guys are pretty good this year.
Let me say one more thing, but.